say that he did find some stuff for you, or he didn't? Over.
Anything on the train, so because sometime, you know, some guys from Toronto, Saskatoon, or Calgary, Vancouver, they drive over there for a train show, set up all the layout train and stuff, and somebody sometime have some a kiosk or desk for the store, and you buy whatever you want. Not too much, but if you're lucky. So, but no, he's supposed to go to another store in Winnipeg today to try to find what I need. Back to you.
Well, I hope he's able to find something there that'll work for you, that you're looking for. So, yeah, lots of it's expensive stuff there, too, so I can imagine. But anyhow, I wish your friend there luck there, and hopefully he finds something. So, find business and all that. Yeah, it's always nice. You can be able to count on some other people that you know that might be going and being able to find stuff like that that you're looking for. So that's great. And, yeah. Anyhow, I don't have much there more to add here either. Make sure you have yourself a good day there, Pierre, and take her easy. And once you get home there, you have yourself a nice cup of tea there with Olga. V5 Alpha Lima Mobile, V5 RJM.
Yeah, Roger, Randy. Well, all my best for you. And just relax, and I'm pretty sure Michelle will be with you, because after that surgery, you can't drive, I guarantee it. It's a long trip. And also, I hope the weather will be good. And so do you think you're going to Moja, maybe, for that radio stuff? In Moja on May 9. Back to you.
Well, we'll have to play it by ear, see how I feel after my surgery. It was due to a cancellation, so I wasn't expecting it this soon, but it's great news for me. Sooner the better. But May 5th, that's opening day for fishing season here for us, so... So I won't be out fishing the first day of when it opens. Back to you.
Of course. No. You need to relax and stay home. But anyway, so if you feel okay to go to Moja on May 9, that will be all right. But don't rush. Just take it easy and... If he not fit, he not fit. So as simple as that. You know, your life is number one. So, and your health too. So, I don't really don't care if you can go for that show or whatever. So, yeah. Anyway, so Tom is gone for... visiting some brother and mom. He will be gone for the whole week. That's what he told me yesterday. So 4 or 5 days for sure. So don't be surprised if you can hear anything from him. But I don't know if you have some echo link on this phone or DVD switch. But that's all right. All right, Randy, so all my best for you. And, yeah, so take care and just relax. So I'm happy for you if you, for your wish and everything. So that stuff will be done. All right, all my best, Randy, and 73. And say hello to Michelle. And we'll see you later. Take care. V5 RJM, V5 Alpha Lima Mobile will be clear and listening.
bet there, Pierre. Yeah, you're absolutely right. My health is number one there, so takes priority over everything. So, no, it's going to be good. Day's going to come up faster for me here because I got a busy week here, scheduled here. Before I go in, I got to get a number of things done. So we'll say 73s, and you take care and have yourself a great day. V5 Alpha Lima Mobile, V5 RJM, 73s. I'll be monitoring on the side.
V5 RJM, V5 DCP Mobile.
Yeah, can you just give me about 3 minutes, and I'll be back catch you there, Doug. V5 DCP, V5 RJM.
No problem, Randy. I'm just going mobile here, so I'll be stopped in 3 minutes, so we'll catch up to you then. V5 DCP Mobile.
Now, V5 DCP, V5 RJM.
V5 RJM, V5 DCP Mobile. Just give me a couple more minutes, Randy. I'll park and then I can chat.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. V5RJM is Bonnetree.
RJM, V5DCP Mobile. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing there, Doug, this morning? V5DCP Mobile, V5RJM.
My alarm clock went off at 6 o'clock this morning, Randy, and then, well, decided he needed coffee, and then phone rang at 10 to 7. It was an imaging place that was doing imaging on Susan, and they said, you have locations today. So they called us at 10 to 7, looked out the window. Windows are all frosted. Took me 10 minutes of hard scraping, and had to drive to the south end of town. So our morning got off to a shaky start, but my wife says now it's coffee time.
Well, that's not much notice there. So I take it was a cancellation or something, and she got bumped up, or what happened there? Over.
Well, what happened, Randy, it was a scheduled appointment. They've got two locations, one down at Parliament and Albert on the south end of town, and the other one up in Rochdale and over past the, there's a McDonald's over by the library on Rochdale, about four or five blocks west of Pasqua. And it was a scheduled thing, but the technologist couldn't go to work today, so they shunted us to the other one. And the girls down the south end got extra busy. The lady that did my wife's scan said her next 8 patients were all shunted from the north office.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could see that happening. That could be a... Oh, yeah, they probably got a lot of excess of more work there than they were planning for today. And, of course, makes it inconvenient there for you guys, the patients as well. So, well, I'm glad you got that out of the way anyways. And, yeah, like your wife said, now it's coffee time there. So if she's there listening, I'd like to say hello there to her. And hopefully everything all goes well for you. Over to you, Doug.
Well, this scan, Randy, was a consequence of the pancreatitis issue in March, so there was a bunch of things that were all not pre-scheduled, but a bunch of things they had listed down as activities they wanted as follow-ups, and so our the consequence of them taking my wife's meds away, the doctor found out Susie's thyroid level had gone up, and it's going to take them a month to straighten that out, so he sending the hospital a note saying next time she's admitted, do not take away her meds. Causes her grief. And he also discovered what was going on, and Susie's back on 2 rounds of antibiotics. So we've had a, it's just one, Susie says, a gong show going on lately. And she had an appointment Friday with a diabetic specialist, so.